Weekend Breakfast with Africa Malani on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
Thor Ragnarok is the latest in the Marvel Universe that has just released in South Africa this past Friday, ahead of an American release this coming weekend. And really, I thought a breath of fresh air as far as Thor's character is concerned. Gail Edmonds is joining me on the line, movie writer for City Press. I know you love Marvel. Did you enjoy this movie, Gail? Good morning.
I did. Good morning, Africa. I absolutely love this one. I agree with you. It is very nice. It shows a nice progression in Thor's character. He loses his hair, which is quite interesting in itself, and he loses his home as well. But it is a very, and I also thought it was a very funny one. I thought it had a lot of humor in it, and I do rather think that Cate Blanchett is possibly the most fantastic villain of them all. As Hela, the goddess of death. I mean, what's not to love?
What is not to love, I tell you. They decided to ask a New Zealand director, actually, to direct this one. Somebody I had never heard of before,
absolutely,
ever, before
very
this one.
Very unknown. Yes, and he's done a fantastic job.
He truly has. He has brought it closer to the Guardians of Galaxy Volume 2 style of humor than the dark last Thor outing that we saw.
I agree with you. It's got a much lighter feel to it. It also feels more closer to a comic book. And he does say that the whole production design was inspired by Jack Kirby, you know, who created Thor. And he actually also created Groot, you know, the tree character from Guardians of the Galaxy 2. And it does have that comic book feel. It's fun, it's poppy, it's got lots of color, lots of great characters. I mean, Jeff Goldblum is the Grand Master on the planet where Thor gets trapped as a gladiator. He's absolutely fantastic with his... I did read something that said they were going, that apparently in the original that character's blue, but they decided that Jeff Goldblum could totally pull it off without being blue. And I would agree that he didn't need to be blue to pull it off. So it's a very enjoyable film. I agree with you. It is a bit of a breath of fresh air. And also, of course, the director is one of the characters, Korg, who's also a gladiator made of rock, and he's very funny.
I would love a spin-off movie involving Korg, the rock character, and Groot. Imagine the two of them on the same screen.
Absolutely, they would be brilliant. The two of them are great.
They would be absolutely amazing.
A raccoon, and it would be great. But yes, it is. It's a very good, enjoyable. It's, what is it now? I mean, there's so many of them. Chapter 5 or Phase 3 sort of film. I don't know, where are they in the films? Late teens, at least. I mean, they made so many of these films, we can barely keep up. And the guy at the studio with his mind map has written Thor into this quadrant of the universe while something else is going. And, of course, this sets up Infinity War. So, as always, you have to wait until the end just to catch that glimpse of that Infinity War, the Avengers movie that will come next year.
We should mention, by the way, that this movie, you first see Thor imprisoned on the other side of the universe. And I mean, from literally his second line that he delivers, you realize the comic relief that you're going to be enjoying in this one. He finds himself in this deadly gladiatorial contest against Hulk, who obviously is a great friend of his. And I don't think I'll be spoiling it for anyone, but there's a wonderful scene where he realizes this is the person he's going to be fighting. And it really just, it's an incredible, it's fun. Is it the best Marvel movie that you would have seen? Probably not, but it is.
No, but it's good fun.
It is good fun. It's just over 2 hours now. I can't remember what the length of it is in terms of time.
2 hours, 10 minutes. So it is quite long, but they are all long. I actually think the filmmakers have such fun that they forget to snip it in the editing studio.
Yeah. But every minute of those 2 hours and 20 minutes, you're going to either be laughing or smiling or doing something that makes you go, wow, this is such a great movie.
Or enjoying Cate Blanchett doing, she apparently did capoeira, what's that, Brazilian martial arts to train for this.
Really?
You can watch her spin. Yeah, she's fantastic. She's completely mesmerizing.
No, she truly is.
She is. So I think you're right that everybody's going to love those 2 hours and 10 minutes, no matter who they are. And I think you could actually even watch Thor, even if you hadn't seen the others. You could actually watch this one as a standalone movie, because it has a beginning, a middle, and an end, and there isn't really anything you have to know in order to pick it up. So I think that's nice as well.
If you're a movie buff and you enjoy Marvel comics as well, you'll appreciate that Thor generally has been the outcast in the Avengers. He's sort of the person who doesn't really make sense, but he's here because he's strong and he's got a hammer and all of that. What this movie does, I found also, is that it gave him character.
I agree.
We've been exposed to his story before when he was searching for his brother Loki and all of that in the previous editions. But this one, you really, I suspect you get more of a sense of who he is and why he is, if you know what I mean. He repeats who he is a number of times in the movie, in fact.
Exactly. I am Thor, God of Thunder.
You must know this, otherwise there will be trouble, kind of thing.
But you're right, it does give him a nice character arc in this, because he actually has to redefine who he is without his hammer and without his glorious blonde hair. And, you know, he kind of, the whole Thor persona is removed and someone else emerges. And I think that is what makes this film really good fun and interesting from a character development point of view.
And dare I say, the best depiction of Hulk I have seen in any movie.
Absolutely.
He's funny, he's witty, he's given more screen time.
He doesn't just run about thumping things. He actually gets a little bit of nuance and dialogue, which must make a nice difference for him as well.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed every single moment of it.
I enjoyed it thoroughly. Absolutely dead on. Definitely worth the movie ticket.
I saw it, by the way, on 2D, and it is perfectly fine on 2D. If you want to, spend a bit more money and enjoy it on 3D, that's fine. But I actually...
I also got it in the 4DX studios. I don't know how that is. But I'm always a bit nervous that I'm going to get car sick.
Oh, my word. I went to a preview screening of Guardians of the Galaxy at that 4DX screening experience. It was my one and only time. I vowed never to go back there again. I was so sick afterwards because the thing keeps on moving.
Yeah, you see, I don't like things that keep moving that. I'm not sure it's my scene. I think it's the teenagers.
Very much so indeed. Gail, thank you very much as always. Gail Edmonds reviewing Thor Ragnarok, which is the big, big movie of the weekend. The next chapter in what is many, 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 many films yet to come from Marvel. And it truly, truly is a delightful 2 hours and 20 minutes. Thor, you'll enjoy him. You'll enjoy him without the hair, without the hammer. You'll enjoy the character that he is, that is being depicted here, and very much the people around him, I think. Do go out and watch it. It is certainly at a cinema screen near you. And truly, as I was saying, you do not need to buy the 3D tickets and the glasses that come with it for you to have an improved experience, because on 2D, I think it is just as fun. Have you seen it? What did you think of it? Give me a call on 021-446-0567. You can SMS to 31567. Send us your voice notes or WhatsApp messages to 072-567-1567. Another movie that I will definitely be seeing this week is the latest South African movie. It's called Vaya, directed by Akin Omotoso. In fact, before they announced the South African movie for Oscar consideration, which is Inxeba, The Wound, Vaya was one of those that was considered. It's a film he made in 2016, I believe, screened at the Contemporary World Cinema section of the Toronto International Film Festival. It stars, amongst others, Warren Masemola, Zimkita Nyoka, Sihle Xaba, and many more, of a screenplay written by Robbie Thorpe, Craig Fremont, Harriet Pullman, produced by Akin, Robbie Thorpe, Harriet Pullman, Ronnie Aptica, Ritabile Motlhobi, and has already won awards, Best Director for the Africa Movie Academy Award, amongst others. So it's an extraordinary piece of filmmaking, I believe, and I'm certainly looking forward to seeing it. It also opened this past Friday, only available though at select cinemas. It's not available everywhere. So I'll be watching it, for example, at the Cinema Nouveau Theatre Complex at the V&A Waterfront, because that's the nearest place that is available to me. If you do have time to go and watch it, I often support South African film, particularly good South African film, and this is definitely, without a doubt,